Here are today's top stories. Governor Rauner told reporters that the biggest disappointment in office has been watching Mayor Emanuel fail to stand up to Mike Madigan. Really? The governor understands that the mayor of Chicago and the speaker of the House are Democrats, right? It's interesting strategy by Rauner, first with Cullerton saying that Cullerton was on board with all the pension changes, and now with the mayor, as if there was some sort of expectation that the mayor would turn on Springfield Democrats. Emanuel responded by calling Rauner baby Trump again, and that he sounds just like a VP candidate. Oh, interesting. Trump Rauner? I like the sound of that. Rauner then went on to say that CPS schools are like crumbling prisons. He knows kids go to those schools, right? As a leader, you may not want to call your state schools prisons. Trump Rauner, I'm loving it more and more and more. Also, the state of Illinois employers warned of over 1,300 layoffs in the month of May. That's a lot of warnings. Also, maybe that should be the biggest disappointment of your 18 months in office, Governor. Just a thought. Trump Rauner, Trump Rauner. Donald Trump had a tough weekend after attacking a judge in a case against Trump University. The judge has Mexican heritage, and Trump suggested that he couldn't be impartial because of Trump's desire to build a wall. He then went on to say the same thing about any judges with Muslim backgrounds. So if Donald Trump becomes president, it's going to be an Anglo-Saxon white male renaissance. Finally. Tomorrow's the primary for the state of California, really the final stop for this campaign train, which is really more of a crowded old commuter train that's never on time than a bullet train. This is going to be interesting. If Senator Bernie Sanders beats Secretary Hillary Clinton in California, it may not matter because she'll have the delegates to win the nomination. But come on, talk about limping across the finish line. When called for comment, Bernie Sanders was like, "Hello? Hello? Who's on the line? Who's there?" I had to do it. This could be the last time. No charges were filed against the mother of a 3-year-old who got into the gorilla cage at the Cincinnati Zoo. Good, I say let the parents go, but the 3-year-old, working camp till he's 25. Unless, of course, he's a Stanford swimmer who gets caught raping an unconscious woman behind a dumpster. Then 6 months. Thousands of bees swarmed a locked bike in downtown Chicago today. I guess the queen came down, set up shop on the bike, and the worker bees followed. The rumor is that they got priced out of Logan Square and they're just looking for affordable housing, hence the bike. Update, the bees are gone. They moved because the bike didn't have central air. Not close to the L. In weather, summer. In sports, the Cubs lost yesterday, but who cares? Arrieta had 12 Ks, and at one point, 10 of his first 11 outs were strikeouts. But he got his first loss of the year. The Cubs put on their track jackets, and they're taking on the upstart Phillies in Philadelphia tonight. It's a 9-game road trip. And the Sox get the day off to reflect and absorb all the calls to fire manager Robin Ventura. The Sox needed to take the series against the Tigers, but instead continued their uninspiring free fall by getting swept. The Tigers are now a half game back of the third place Chicago White Sox. And it doesn't get easier. The Washington Nationals come to town tomorrow. The Sox did make a move to acquire starting pitching. James Shields came over from the Padres to ultimately fill the John Danks spot in the rotation. Shields was just awful in San Diego, and the owner called him an embarrassment after his failed year plus there. So things are looking up, Sox fans. He starts tomorrow night. The Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers by 33 points yesterday to take a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals. 33-point win in an NBA Final. Yeah, okay. The Cavs could have done that without LeBron. Just saying. Could have stayed in Miami. Rumors are circulating that Tom Thibodeau and the Minnesota Timberwolves have made Joakim Noah a high free agent target this summer. Mark my words, the Timberwolves will get to the NBA Finals before the Bulls do. I'm on the record. I'm on the record. In Bears football, the 2016 guys are signed. Jonathan Bullard from Florida signed today. Remember that name. I have a big feeling that he's going to be a star. More Alex Brown than Alonzo Spellman. More Trace Armstrong, less Philip Daniels. More Adewale Ogunleye, less Adewale Ogunleye. And finally, the Lincoln Park Zoo named a new baby camel, Alexander Camelton. Welcome to Chicago, Alexander. And when you escape and trample Chicagoans with unmitigated pent-up rage from the other animals teasing you for your stupid name, we'll remember you fondly. Alexander Camelton. That's the carryout for June 6, 2016. Hey, we put your food in a greasy paper bag, you know, for authenticity.